going on, dude?
Yeah, I was gonna say you mentioned ESPN and those radio hosts on like ESPN and Fox Sports Radio, they're constantly putting their political beliefs out there.
Oh yeah.
And that they take shots at so-called conspiracy theorists all the time. I hear it all the time. Like, they slip it in there. A lot of people might not notice it. It's kind of subliminal, but, you know, I listen to a lot of sports radio, and I'll hear something maybe once a week. I'll hear a little jab that they'll throw at people like us.
Oh, yeah, they got to do that. You think about it, too. That's a perfect venue for doing just that because they can you don't want to not be a cool guy, Brian, right? Like,
that's a good tactic for them because, you know, a lot of guys, let's face it, you know, 20s and 30-year-old guys, they're not really into world events. They're more just into sports. So if you can put somebody on sports enough that can influence their political beliefs, they might go out there and just, you know, go support somebody just because Keith Olbermann, for instance, told them to. Keith Olbermann was with Dan Patrick, were the main two guys on SportsCenter doing it for, I don't know how many years, 10 years, 15 years, 5 years. I'm not sure. It was a real long time. And then he went on to be a political talk show host on MSNBC or something like that. And he's a real douchebag. And they have him on every once in a while, and he always brings his political bull crap. Like, he's a hardcore Republican or whatever he is. That might even be Democrat. I don't even know the difference, you know. But he's hardcore with his political party stuff, and he pushes it on you during sports broadcasts.
Yeah, and he's allowed to do it. Yeah, that's just ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, he's invited to do that. You know, that's what they have him
for. Of course.
That's what they have him for.
Did you see on the – I think it was the – I don't know if it was the most recent Super Bowl. It might have been the one previous to that. But there was a commercial they ran at halftime, and it was like – it was over the top, 100% just like pro-war, pro-military. I mean, just shamelessly in your face. I mean, just solid Orwellian, pure 100% Bernaysian – unfiltered propaganda, way over the top, like total. You see that?
Really?
You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't remember.
It was well done. I mean, propaganda only like American can do it. I mean, it was a really good example. It just went from, it was like football players that were former military. Oh, you know what I'm talking about, kind of thing, where it was like they show a guy, he's in uniform, he's on the football field, blah blah blah, this and that, and they go, and it was, and like it went on for like, oh, it went on for a good while. It was like a set piece, you know, kind of. It wasn't really a commercial. It was more just like a
it was like a military a PSA or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't remember the exact thing, but I know what you're talking about. I get the idea what you mean. I've seen them do it in other cases.
Really,
yeah,
fine-tuned, finely crafted, just propaganda.
The other night, not the other night because it's been a month now, but when it was 9/11 again, this anniversary, you know, I was poking around online, you know, the normal places, looking to see if anybody had any radio shows they were doing or anything. It was really quiet this year. We already talked about that, but I ended up listening to some sports radio, and man, it was like listening to Fox News. They would not stop talking about 9/11, which is understandable seeing it was 9/11. All right, I like it that people give a shit, you know? But all they did was spew the absolute, absolute things that would make you pull your hair out. Like, I mean, the absolute biggest fabricated lies, like the guy surfing down the rubble type stories. You know what I mean? Like, it's just.
Oh, they brought that one up?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, man.
They did bring it up, dude. They were just bringing up stuff like that. I wanted to lose my mind, man, and I couldn't even listen to sports radio because they did it for hours, and they were just – it was just sob story after sob story, and they were just naming all these people that you know are frauds and just everything we've been through. It's just like, oh, my God, man. It's just,
I thought the guy surfing the rubble down the thing was like kind of a one of those hit-and-run things where they, like, they hit it and they kind of – and they, like –
Yeah, they didn't mention it again, really. But these people talked about it on the radio.
And they talked, oh, wow. Yeah. They talked about the guy that, about the window washer dude with the...
No, they didn't talk about that. They didn't talk about a lot of things.
What do you see? Broke out a window and saved...
But, I mean, they even talked about the poor people in Shanksville. I mean, you know, just the poor people on the plane and... man. Just drive me nuts. I couldn't stand it. Just people don't have a freaking clue, you know? And it's not just that. I mean, it's everything. Every situation that comes up, they just recite what they see on the news.
Yeah, it's public relations. It's everybody. That's what I've kind of come to realize. It's like everybody in the media and everybody that works for the government, every judge, every bureaucrat, every like news anchor, they're all public relations specialists, really, when it comes down to it. And it's a variation of the politician, only they're kind of like the more, I guess, boots on the ground or whatever, but it's all public relations type stuff. And the better you are at it, the higher up the chain you go, but it's all public relations.
For the general public, the more quote-unquote book smart you are, it's really the more brainwashed you are generally, and the people that are more, I don't want to say street smart, but more like logical thinkers like us are better off. I mean... These people that are book smart are really, they're just more indoctrinated. That's all that is. If they're at a point where they consider book smart, not in all cases. I mean, there's some people that do study some real things, I'm sure, but in most cases, of course, if they study anything to do with history or politics or anything like that, everything they're reading is complete bullshit, you know?
Yeah, I think it helps them, it helps to have them actually believe their own bullshit, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say there's not any type of education that's good, because that would be careless. And, of course, there's some that can be good. But, I mean, as a whole, it is what it is. It's like the media. You know what I mean?
No, it's all great insofar as it serves the system. It's perfect for what it does, you know. So,
yeah.
Yeah, so it depends on what perspective you're looking at it. You know, it's like a...
I think a good education, most useful education, if you have a kid and he's coming up to the age, would be to put him in a vocational school where he can learn a trade rather than just trying to prepare him for college.
Well, I mean, I like the whole idea, which I'm hearing about people doing, is that, you know, you don't put them in school. You just have them just, you know, you may live on a piece of land or somewhere and just have like a working little farm or ranch type setup, and then they just get hands-on on everything, and you know, you get, in the process, you know, you teach them. I think it's real trivial to teach.
That's good. That's good, and that keeps them more interested. That's kind of like the school that I went to after I got to my third high school. The one I originally wanted to go to was a vocational school, and the way they did it is I took electronics, so we have electronics shop. You'd have shop week for a whole week where you would not do any classes. You're not taking history, math, all this other stuff at all. The whole week, you're just working in electronics, you're working on projects, you're trying to fix things, stuff like that. And then the next week, you have class week. And then the next week, you're back to shop week. So I never really wanted to skip school when I went there because they kept my interest up because they kept varying it. And then once you become a junior, instead of shop week, you still have to go to class week, of course. You're only going a half of the year compared to other schools. So you go to your class week, but on shop week, you're allowed to work in what's called co-op. They let you actually work in one of the companies that's related to your trade. So, like, if you're taking plumbing or whatever, you could be a plumber's apprentice. So you can make pretty decent money, and you get credit for being in school, and you're not really in school. You're working during school hours. How awesome is that? And then once you're out of school, your foot's already way in the door.
Yeah. Yeah,
so there's no incentive for you to have to skip school to drop out and get a job. You know what I mean? Like, even if you were one of those kids that you were 16 and you knocked up your girlfriend and you're ready to drop out of school so you can work full time, you don't even have to do that. You can stay in school and maybe get by working every other week, you know? And you'll be working during school hours. It's awesome.
Yeah, I like stuff too where I know Marcus talks about different things, about kind of like his ideas on stuff. I've read some different books and stuff. It's kind of the same basic thing as where you're kind of outside the system, but you're still kind of in. But like I'm talking about different books where it's kind of like you're trying to do more with less, and you're basically you stay outside the system as much as you possibly can, and you use as less money as you can as possible, and you get into certain things that are gonna, you know, you're gonna end up having a comfortable living, but you're gonna be doing it so much cheaper that you're not gonna have to be dependent and reliant on money so much. I mean, there's like books, there's shit tons of books out there about that kind of stuff, but there's just different ways to go about things, but yeah, I think though, as far as like an education, I think it's a real good idea, like what you're talking about with doing some kind of learning, some kind of a trade, but then also I think just having a really broad range of knowledge on a whole bunch of different stuff and not be completely concentrated on one particular field. I think that's a good approach nowadays, especially. It's like I think you'd have more options open to you, you know. But I like the whole idea too of like we can approach different problems from different ways and different ideas. And I think one idea is to try to uncondition yourself from being so kind of, you know, materialistically minded, and where you're completely 100% like uninterested in any kind of maintaining any kind of status or appearances. I think that'd be the obvious first thing to do, but then like take it from there to like really kind of analyzing your consumer behavior to the point where you got yourself kind of streamlined, you know what I mean? Yeah, I've been doing that for like the past several years of my life, and really kind of not so much doing it all at once, but kind of like, you know, a continual ongoing process to say, yeah, I do this and I do that. What can I do that would like maybe make my take for instance like doing laundry? What would make this easier? What would make it cheaper and less time consuming but have the same end result where I have like clean clothes when I want them, and just try to think of ways of doing things that like accomplish that goal, and then do it over the course of however long it takes. You know, it's no overnight thing, but you think it through and you kind of like, you know, problem solve that way till where you end up at a point where like, yeah, I really got my expenditures so low that, money is not near the concern it was before I started all this. You know what I mean? And so then you have a better place to go from there, you know, as far as what you're going to do further down the road, you know, and then savings and doing all that, you know. And it's just an ongoing process. It's a way of thinking, you know, more than anything else. So it's 8:50 right now, October 13th. Is today a holiday?
Columbus Day!
Oh my gosh! I totally forgot. Man, see, it's not very patriotic, Brian. I don't know what's wrong with me, man, but I shouldn't have forgot Columbus Day, though. That's inexcusable. Really. How do you forget Columbus Day? I mean, is Columbus Day a holiday?
Fucking doesn't mean shit.
Does anybody get day off?
It's a lie. I mean, come on. No, they have the day off here. The banks are closed. The court system's closed. Schools are closed. Everything's closed.
For Columbus Day.
I swear to God. Yep.
Have you heard this? That, okay, you notice how, see if you've noticed this too. Have you noticed how there are more days off, it seems, throughout the year than ever? Right? Is that wrong?
Say that again.
there are more like days off and long extended weekends than there ever
like
was before.
13 of them or something. There's a lot.
Yeah, is this new? I think it's new.
No, I don't think so. I think they're the same ones they've always been. We have ones up here that you don't have, I think. You guys don't celebrate Patriots Day either, do you?
September 11th, Patriots Day?
No.
That's Patriot Day. You know
that,
right?
When was Patriots Day, Walter? Like 2 months ago? Yeah, it was like 2 months ago, of course. It was
September 11th.
I think it's right at the start of the summer. No, it's not. That's Media Day.
No, let me consult with knowledge. Let me see. Patriot Day.
I think it's April something because it was right before the marathon. It's like April 15th.
Let's see.
Yeah, definitely it's April. It's in the spring. But we have that day off up here. You got a lot of the country doesn't celebrate that. I heard maybe only Massachusetts does because I don't even think New Hampshire does. And
okay.
Both of me.
Patriot Day, Brian. For the anniversary of the beginning of the American Revolution and the holiday celebrated in Massachusetts. Oh, that's what you're thinking of, because they have a special holiday that's celebrated in Massachusetts, Maine, and other states. It's Patriots.
Yeah, we have that day off.
Patriots, with an S day. And there is, in the United States, Patriot Day is observed as a national day of service and remembrance occurs on September 11th of each year in memory of the 2,977.
I thought you were just being sarcastic with me. I didn't know you even really meant that. I thought you were just saying that, like, as a joke. I've never even heard of that. Nobody around here even ever heard of that as Patriot Day. We just had Patriots Day in the spring.
Well, don't go into work that day, and then you're going to put egg on their face when they get on to you. You're going to say, what do you mean by this? I mean, are you with ISIS? You ask your boss that. What are you talking
about? I am. I'm going to make a video today. I'm going to put a knife up to somebody's throat, some old lady, and then I'm going to have the camera fade to black because I'm not a barbarian, man. I just behead old woman. I wouldn't put it on video.
Yeah.
And then we'll come back after and we'll show her legs and her shoes and maybe her little purses and stuff. And then, you know, we'll upload it to YouTube and I'll scream Allah Akbar a few times.
Photoshop.
And then I'll strap something to my chest and pretend to blow myself up. As I'm banging a camel.
Yeah, well, that's what you do on Patriot Day. But, September 11th is going to be a day off, I think, is what I was trying to say. It's like, I think it's going to be the next day off.
Yeah, I don't doubt it, but what I'm saying is up here, nobody even recognizes that that's called that. Nobody's even ever heard of that. If you ever said Patriot Day, they would assume you meant to say Patriot's Day and just forgot to ask. Nobody's even heard of that being called Patriot Day. It's called September 11th.
Uh-huh.
That term's never been thrown around here at all as far as that day. I mean, it makes sense if you're supposed to go along with that story, of course, but I mean, it would make sense that they would do something like that, but they don't talk about that.
I just noticed something else. It says the original co-sponsors, I guess, to make September 11th the National Day of Mourning.
You mean sponsors?
They had to pass a bill in Congress, you know.
All right. Yeah, I didn't know what you meant. Like money.
Carolyn B. Maloney is on this. You know who she is, right? She was the one that's going to investigate why the 9/11 victims aren't in the death master file.
Yeah, I remember that. Did you see this article that just came out? Somebody posted it in my Facebook group. There's this guy that's supposedly selling T-shirts on eBay that he got like from the owner of Cantor Fitzgerald or something, and he's selling it for $10,000 because it's memorabilia because of 9/11. $10,000 for a T-shirt because it came from the guy from Cantor Fitzgerald. I'm not even joking, dude. I'm going to grab you the link right now. One of my members posted this, so I'm quoting him right now. I'm just going to copy and paste it in the chat. Oh, you know what? I can't because you're chat limited. I'll just put the link right in. Selling it for $10,000 on eBay.
You could put it into Skype if don't go into the talk stream.
All right. There's the link for everybody, and I'll give you the whole paragraph that my buddy typed up here explaining what it is.
$10,000 for a T-shirt, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. You want to read that?
Let's see. Oh. Got to go to the right.
You got it?
Yeah, see. Gotta copy and paste it.
I survived the terror at the tower. It's Canada Fitzgerald t-shirt. $10,000 bid. Starting bid. Buy it now, I mean. Buy it now, 10 grand. They're gonna do bids and hopefully get more than that. It's a t-shirt, dude. Look at it. It's a white t-shirt with a black drawing of the towers. It says Canada Fitzgerald and terror at the towers on it. Like, you could make this t-shirt in 10 minutes. Like, I don't need, it's not even, like, autographed or something. Like, who autographed? Is this, like, autographed by George Bush or something?
It's in the UK. I survived the terror at the tower.
That's a $10,000 t-shirt, kid.
It's ultra-rare shirt given to survivors of the 2/26/93 attack, not 9/11.
Oh, all right. It says not 9/11 right on it. Okay, but still. $10,000. Still can't affect Gerald. It's still a picture of the towel. It's still worth bringing up. $10,000 for a terror attack t-shirt.
That sounds pretty big. Seems pretty pricey for that. Yeah. I'd be profiteering there a little bit. What does it say? Ultra-rare shirt personally given to Cantor Fitzgerald employees by Bernard Cantor after February 26, 1993, World Trade Center attack. I was a trader at Cantor Fitzgerald on that fateful day in 93 when the terrorists drove a truck filled with explosives into the basement garage of World Trade Center and exploded it. Who knew that this would be the precursor to 9/11/2001? From the 105th
floor. It's like the rookie card. It's 9/11's rookie card. He's selling it.
Yeah.
Basically, right? That's what they're doing, dude. That's how they're describing it.
I know. That's
precursor to 9/11. So we're looking for 10 grand. It's in mint condition.
I am offering this shirt for sale partly to raise money for much-needed cash for medical expenses. Okay. Medical expenses. I guess unrelated to 9/11, I hope. Right. The buyer of this historic shirt will have the
opportunity. Could be radiation from the mini nukes.
That's, yeah, that could be.
Just kidding, guys.
Promoting mini nuke theory, Brian?
Yeah.
Shit, man. The buyer of this historic shirt, maybe we should all do a Kickstarter to buy the shirt.
What's that? That's that fundraiser website?
Yeah. The buyer of this historic shirt will have the opportunity to choose one of the 9/11 charities listed on this site, which are scams, and will donate 20% of the sales proceeds in the buyer's name. Wow. How hard would it be to make this shirt?
Isn't that unbelievable? $10,000? I mean, how could you even sell that for $100?
No, I know. It's just, yeah.
Whatever.
That's crazy. The postage? Okay, give me a break, man. $60 to mail a shirt?
And they're already charging you 10 grand for it. They won't even pay for the shipping.
They're not going to give you free shipping on this?
It's a $10,000 t-shirt.
That is so effed up. Not even free shipping on it. You gotta be kidding me. That's insult to injury right there. If anybody buys this shirt, three watchers it says.
In the fucking face, dude.
Yeah. Because this is not going to ever be worth a shit for any resale value, would it? I mean,
I don't know. If somebody buys it, I guess it's worth what it's bought for, right?
Historic, I guess, right?
Yeah, I guess. Maybe it's not even like the guy wore it during the attack or something and survived and saved people with a big story to go with it. I mean, it's just a t-shirt. Somebody made with a graphic.
It's not like it's Carlos Zarandio's bloody flag or anything.
It's not Willie Rodriguez's panties or anything, you know?
Yeah. It's not the boots that came off the dead firefighter that
yeah.
Willie Rod... Was, what was the story? Willie Rodriguez, he saw the firefighter trapped under the fire truck, and then he reached down to pull him out from underneath it, and just his bloody stumps came off with his boots.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, that's a great story.
That was before he dove under the fire truck and the whole tower came down on it, and he was fine, and they pulled him out after. Then later that fire truck was seen at a different spot being pulled out, and it wasn't even, like, crashed in on the roof.
Yeah, Good old Willie, man. He's got a lot to say about 9/11.
Oh, man, he talks a mile a minute, too. He tried to spit a bunch of bullshit at me on the phone.
When did you talk to him?
Probably about a year ago. I talked to him right after that whole stuff went down with Phil. And he tried to, like, use that to buddy up with me because, like, him and Phil, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, dude. Yeah, he's like, I know me and you see totally different on 9/11, but blah, blah, blah. And he's going on and on telling me all this bullshit. Just, dude, he talked my ear off for, like, an hour and a half, like, on two different occasions. I'm like, what does this guy want? He tried to get on my show. I'm like, no, Willie, I'm all set.
You talked to him on a private phone call?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He messaged me on Facebook and asked me to call him, so I was like, all right, what will hurt? I'll call him. I mean, I'll call anybody. You know, I know they're all bullshit.
Only one I talked to is I talked to Phil Jahan.
Yeah, I talked to him too many times.
He's pretty interesting dude, man, I'm telling you.
According to him, I made the CGI videos.
Yeah, you actually made the videos.
Yeah, I mean, that's good. You know, I got a good resume.
And then according to September Clues, you're a sim. So you're a sim and you make the sim videos. That's quite an accomplishment, too, when you think about that.
It really is.
That's pretty astounding. Being a sim and being able to create CGI at the same time.
Yep. And my father finances 9/11.
And your father, he personally paid for 9/11 out of his own pocket.
Yep.
What is the deal with that, man? You're always running afoul of every, I guess, I don't know what category it falls in, right? With September Clues and Phil Jahan's site, Big Forums?
Yeah, they all want to attack me, you know what I mean?
They want to attack Brian Stavely?
Yeah, that's what
and I'm not saying. Just attack you, I mean just go open both barrels on you and just whatever thing that they could throw at you, they throw at you. Like, just kind of outlandish, over-the-top, kind of nonsensical stuff.
Real outlandish. Real. And all that did both times is get me more people to listen to my show or to stay in touch with me. Like, people from both forums, you know, to see. You know, they either knew I was legit or I had some people actually call me when I left my number for Hoy because he wanted to talk all that nonsense about me being a sim. People from there called me to see. And now they know, you know?
Have you talked to Hoy since then, or is it like...
No. I've never talked to Hoy. I've only talked to Simon. I've never talked to Hoy.
Are you on pretty good terms with Simon, or just on the outs with Hoy, or both of them?
Well, I didn't appreciate how he let that whole thing go down for months, but I'm not going to hop on it. I mean, it wasn't really him saying it, but it is his website, you know?
Yeah.
I talked to him in an email about a month or two ago, because I noticed he followed me on my Google page. So I sent him a message and I talked to him briefly. I didn't mention anything about any of that. Just whatever.
But
I don't really have much to say to him. But did you see the audio I put up? Did you hear what he said on Alvarado's show?
That Simon Shack said about you?
No, not about me. His whole thing was, as you know, for many years, they would attack anybody and maybe even ban them, anybody that would talk about, you know, all the video not being 100% fake. That was his real strong stance of his, you know? And he actually went on Alvarado's show and totally did a 180, and which is, you know, fine if that's what he believes. And he actually said some things that I had already believed anyways, and probably believed some of it too. Now he actually says that he thinks World Trade Center 7 and the video on the south side over there was real, and it was used for smoke machines to put the cloud over Manhattan that lasted so long. That is so far different from what he has been pounding down people's throats for years. I recorded the audio and put it up in my archives. I'll grab the link and drop it in here if anybody wants to see it. He goes on and on about it for like 20 minutes. Total 180 from what he's always said.
So I guess what you're saying is that he went from saying that the imagery was 100% fake, right?
Yeah, and then, remember how he always says that. Everything's got to be fake, 100%, you know?
But now then he's taking the position that some of the footage is real.
Yeah, and now I'm wondering, so what does that mean? You're going to go back and unban the people that you banned for posting those very things? I got attacked for that, for saying that not all the footage is fake. I believe some of it's real, you know? Maybe some of the street scenes, not like real, but staged, but real video, you know? You can't just say everything's fake and not investigate every piece, you know? It's kind of like that video, that leads to things like, do you remember the Ben Reisman shot? Do you remember this whole conversation we had with John B. about the Ben Reisman thing?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And remember how that turned out to be a real video? Or at least that's the conclusion I got from the analysis presented to me from him when we went over it for hours and hours. It looks like it was a real video and not CGI. So you got to be careful. You can't just throw everything in the CGI thing. There's some real video, you know? And that's what we've always said. And he actually did a 180, and now he says that World Trade Center 7 was... And we always thought there might be smoke machines, you know, that was used for things like that, different types of props for people down there. These guys have always been so against that, but now he's saying that some of the video, too, from the south side filming that, he said, like, okay, remember before, if you were to say the plume doesn't look real or whatever, or the plume looks real, or the plume looks this, he would come back and say something like, well, what you're looking at is fake video anyways.
Well,
but he talked about the plume as if it's real now, and because it stayed over so long and it shouldn't be like that, that was caused by smoke machines in World Trade Center 7, and the reason 7 came down later in the afternoon is because it had a layer of smoke all day, and then they took the building down to destroy the evidence. And the video filming that is real. Which is fine, but it's just a total 180. I was shocked to hear it.
Yeah, myself, there's only one, to me, there's only one really logical approach to the video. It's that, well, this is the way I feel about it. It has to be all 100% of it has to be suspect.
Of course, but you have to look at every piece on its own. You can't throw anything under either umbrella. That's irresponsible.
But I, you know, here's another thing I think too, Brian, is that I think that the technology is so good that even the most keen-eyed expert can't tell that it's fake. I am 100% convinced of that. I mean, I have different documentation and stuff that I've pulled from here and there, and it's that would back that up. I mean, that.
Oh, I don't disagree with that at all. I totally agree with that. I just don't think 100%. I don't think so.
That,
there's 3
yeah.
million videos. I don't think all 3 million are 100% CGI fabricated.
Yeah, but you know that stuff that I bring up, and then I just, you know, I can reference stuff that says, you know, or I could build a good case to say that that the technology to render completely 100% photorealistic computer graphic image exists, and the, you know, the military has had access to it, and they used it on than likely used it on 9/11, but you know that.
You wouldn't attack people for saying that they use some real video, though. I mean,
no, I mean, you have, I mean, there's, you know, what I say, too, is like, can I prove that? No, I mean, absolutely not. You can't prove that. You could build a good case for it, but it's like, that would be impossible to prove, I think. I mean, completely impossible to prove. I mean, we don't even have the source footage or anything.
Yeah, I know.
Any of that.
I think almost all of it's fake also. I mean, I'm there. I just think there's probably a few real videos. There might be. There's a possibility, you know? So when he did the 180 and said that, those are things I actually already thought maybe that there might be. There's got to be something for the people that might see it from a distance in person. Smoke machines is one of the first things you would think of, you know? So I didn't disagree with him saying that at all. I was very shocked that he actually came off as 100% has to be, because he was so hot on that stance that they would ban people for it. And that that's ridiculous. Like, it's okay if, like you were saying, they can definitely do it with the technology there. That's probably what they did. But even if there's the littlest chance, you can't just attack people and ban them for thinking there might be a little bit of real video mixed in there. That's absurd.
Yeah. Well, another thing that's impossible to prove is, like, what's going on in Simon Shack's mind that made him make that decision. I mean, that's another thing that's impossible to prove. So, I mean, based on that, I wouldn't accuse the guy of anything. I mean, and then, too, like, Hoy's attacking you, and I don't like that. It's just, I mean, I've read what he said, and all that. So, that's just, I don't know why.
And it went on and on and on. They went on and on for, like, 8-9 months this went on.
It was, like, pretty outlandish, though. I mean, it was, like, pretty extreme.
Yeah.
And it was, like, what his motives were, I have no idea. I don't know what's going on there. But
and everybody feels like I do when I read around the Internet about it. Everybody thinks that it really hurts his victim stuff because he's doing the same type of things to my pitches, drawing red squares over him, saying the shadows of this and that. And all my pitches are real. He looks like an idiot. They say all my friends are fake. Come on, man. All my pitches are fake. I have like 2,000 pitches online. They're all fake, man. And then I put up live video that I made after they're saying these things. I commented on it and showed the date and time on the screen. I mean, how much more real does it got to get, dude? My car's fake. My dog's fake. My radio show's automated. What? I call other shows. I take live calls. I'll answer anybody. I'll respond to anybody. Like, what are these people talking about? Like, that to the other people that are trying to look into the fake victim stuff, I mean, that's going to, if they read some of that when they were first reading it, would be like, this is all nonsense.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. I mean, it.
I didn't do nothing. I wasn't rude to them or nothing. Even like, 10 people came on and all said, oh, we really like your show, blah, 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 blah. And all of a sudden, he writes this big, long, elaborate thing how he thinks I'm a sim and I'm a fake entity and all this. Unbelievable, dude. Even people that defended me got banned for defending me, saying you shouldn't be attacking him for no reason.
I've talked to Simon back and forth here and there and on, you know, email and stuff like that, on Skype stuff. I told him, I was like, man, I don't like forums, and I don't even go on forums. And because the first time I'd be reading September Clues and stuff like that, and I posted something, because Simon posted a video of mine, and I said, hey, you know, thanks, Simon, and all that, and I've been lurking on the site for a while, but that's all I said. And I got, like, I mean, this dude, like, immediately come on and started attacking me, like, why are you lurking on the site?
Like, they're crazy. They're ridiculous.
And I was and I came back and I said, yeah, you should try looking up the word lurking. There's nothing negative or nefarious about that. It's just like,
I'm supposedly a troll because I had spelling errors on their site, but they weren't on my website. And I said to him, I said, do you think maybe that's because on my website I go back and re-edit mistakes because it's my website? Like, really, man? They just try and pick anything apart, dude. Anything.
I didn't hold that against Simon Shack or anything because I was like, I mean, how do you? It's got a.
Oh yeah, he can't monitor.
Got a shit ton of posts.
He can't monitor everything. But the thing with Hoy that he was doing to me was just in everybody's face. I mean, he couldn't really ignore it. He should have said something.
Yeah.
Especially when he was just on my show, and he was just praising how good of a radio show we usually do, and all this, and a bunch of people did. And he was just on the show, like, a couple weeks before that.
But, like, it sounds like to me, like, he's communicating with you and stuff, so it doesn't sound like he's 100% on board with Hoy and all that. So, it's like,
Hoy can I don't know. He's the one that don't show up. He's the one that's mysterious. Come on, man. If somebody posted a picture of him online and they took it down off the forum and said you posted unauthorized photos.
Yeah.
Okay, you can draw squares and circles over all my friends. I had one of my friends over, this is funny, she was over here the other day. She's not into none of this stuff, but just recently I started telling her about it, like the last week or two. And because she's going out with my friend now, and he's always here. So she can't run away and not be my friend because of it, okay? So I started telling her the stuff, and she seemed kind of interested. So I started to tell her about, the thing that went down on the forum and stuff. and I started to scroll through and show the pictures, and all of a sudden there was a picture of her on there.
Really?
Yeah.
She's being called out as a sim. Huh.
Yeah. She was being called out as a sim and that she had no cleavage or something. That's what these assholes wrote about her on their forum because they're so professional.
And there, she had not enough cleavage, so therefore a sim. She doesn't have enough cleavage to satisfy me.
Yeah, my other friend, they said that her DNA was displaying on the wall behind her. It was a green light at a party at a function home. And they said her ear was melting into her shoulder or something. Hey, dude, it was crazy.
Yeah. That shit makes my head hurt. I don't know. I mean, and I think there's, too, this kind of idea. I get it sometimes. Like, people have made comments that, like, something like Marcus may say or something. It's like, you know, the way I look at it, it's like Marcus is his own person with his own views on stuff, you know, and like, you know, I don't agree with him 100%. We agree on like a whole lot of stuff though, you know, and that's why we like to talk and, you know, do the recorded calls and all that. And it's like, you know, I think each one of us have to kind of like reinforce our autonomy, you know, like where we have to like say, you know, hey, you know, it's like, you know, yeah, this person is, you know, associated with me through the calls and stuff like that. But, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean that I 100% endorse like every single word that comes out of their mouth. Why? That would be ridiculous. Why would you expect that from any two people to be in 100% agree.
Yeah, I kind of feel that's what they want over at Clues, is they want followers, not people that are going to, you know, every once in a while ask them a tough question about their evidence, you know? Not in, like, a condescending manner or anything, just because, you know, there's a couple of valid points that need to be made, you know? They just,
yeah.
I think everybody, though, they have to be a fanboy or they're gone, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't
and
like
Chahan's just a sociopath. That guy's just absolutely nuts, dude. Nuts.
You think so, yeah? You talk to him a lot.
Nuts. No, not anymore, not in years, but back then, yeah, he's friggin' nuts.
Because you were, like, working with him, like, developing some...
Oh,
he was
all
like,
the time, because he wanted to put radio shows on. He didn't know how to build the site. And then I built the site, produced the radio shows. I did my own shows, too, but anytime he wanted to do a show, I had to put it up. It was, like, right after they did the Hollow Towers thing with Fetzer, you know? I bumped across probably like you did. And then I ended up on their forum. I ended up contributing a lot. And then, you know, I was doing my own radio shows, and then I helped them. You know, I built another website and did shows with them, and then the guy just totally crossed me. Like, totally. After I had Shaq on my show, he totally crossed me. And
yeah, I thought that was some of
he tried to get a lawyer to sue me and stuff.
Oh, please, man. Come on, dude.
Yeah, I know.
Like us. Yeah, no. It's,
totally crossed me and lied to everybody for nothing. I mean, he was asking me if I wanted warfare and all this shit over nothing, dude. Then he lied, said he had a witness to the Hollow Towers, and asked me if I could do a radio show after a week of attacking me. And I said, yeah, just for the sake of 9/11, I was going to put all that aside, everything he said about me. Even he said my father financed 9/11, everything was already said. I said, yeah, I'll do the show, Phil. And then he went on the chat that night, told everybody I said no, and I wouldn't put the Hollow Towers witness up and this and that.
Yeah.
And I screen grabbed everything. Everybody knows you a lot. I'm not stupid. I knew he was going to do that.
Well, I don't know. I want to change the subject here, man.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that anymore. You brought it up. I don't want to talk about that.
But you brought up ES. What's that?
Huh? No, it gets too long. People want to
hear. No.
They've already heard all this. Let's talk about something else.
But you brought up ESPN earlier.
Yeah. Yep.
You know who old Manny Jones is?
No, who's that?
He's on ESPN.
No, who is he? What is he, a broadcaster for them? Or I don't even know.
He's like one of them. He's like
I don't watch it like I used to, you know? I don't have TV, so I just use the app and watch it.
He's like one of them commentator dudes.
What about him?
Let me see. So he's on there. Ab had this on his site, fakeologist.com. Stevie Wonder's not really blind. See that?
Based on what? No, I didn't see it. I'll actually have to go look then.
Yeah, this is, I'll say this. Hoaxbusters calls, 9/21, October 13th. Brian Stavely's on here. And we're talking about, well, is Stevie Wonder blind, man? Is he really blind? But this guy is on ESPN. what's his show? I'm trying to look him up, what show he's on. Around the Horn. Is that a show?
Yeah. That's
yeah.
One of their better shows, actually. Yeah.
So he's this black guy.
Wow, what about him? What's the what's
he talks about? He talks about Stevie Wonder, that Stevie Wonder is not blind, that he's pretending to be blind.
He says this on ESPN?
Yeah, he says it on ESPN, and then he's got like his YouTube channel, and he's posted a couple of videos about it.
Really?
And
I wouldn't think they'd let him get away with that.
No, it's kind of tripped out. And then he's comes across like he's pretty serious about it, and he makes some really good points. You say, okay, how does the dude? All right, let me see. Let me post this in the chat though first. So, let's see.
Bootleg Bill looks like he posted it.
Oh, Bootleg Bill's got it. All right, cool.
Is that the same link? It says Bomani Jones.
Let's see.
That's his profile. Maybe you're trying to post a specific
thing. I'm not seeing that.
I don't recognize him.
Like well, if you just put this into Google, it'll bring up this dude, and he's talking about it on ESPN, and then he's talking about it on his own YouTube channel. But, is that, hey, what the hell is going on? Why is this the chat not working?
It's working.
Did you just see a post that I just put in there?
I got your link. I'm on it now. I'm watching the video.
Oh, for some reason, not updating on my end, but yeah, I don't know.
I can't listen to the audio right now, though, because I'm going to give you feedback if I do the way my computer's set up. So I'll just.
Yeah, I'm not going to play it. I could just paraphrase what he said, but. Golly, what the hell's going on here? I got to get this sorted out, though. Well, I just need to relaunch the chat. But, no, he's saying Stevie Wonder is not blind. And then, one of the points he was making is that, okay, Stevie Wonder is trying to get on Dancing with the Stars. All right. Have you ever... And it reminded me of, you know who Jeff Healey is, right?
No, I'm sorry. Who is it? I'm bad with celebrities, dude, real bad.
Well, he's if you're into, like, blues music and stuff, he's like a...
Oh, yeah, I don't know anything.
He's like a blues music. He's like, he died, but he was, like, really good guitarist and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, he was blind since birth, right? So... And I don't think there's any doubt about it. That guy, you know, he kind of, you know, you can tell he's kind of feeling around, kind of getting his bearings and stuff like that. I saw him live in concert one time, and that guy's not putting on an act, you know. But I was trying to think, how would a guy like him or a guy like that's completely, totally blind go on Dancing with the Stars? I mean... And so, you know, he makes up that point, and then he goes into how Stevie Wonder's wardrobe has been kind of amazingly consistent since, like, the 1970s. And he's
consistent
kind of,
with what? Like, he hasn't changed his style? Like,
yeah,
his
he's
costume?
Got kind
is
of
that
same...
What they're using too? I don't understand.
Yeah, the same general style, like, all this time, you know? Like, how does like, he... If he can't see what he looks like, and how is he able to maintain? Yeah, I guess you could say that he's got people that dresses him.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just playing devil's advocate, but I mean,
right.
People would say right away.
But and then another thing too, and I guess this is why it kind of falls into this Bomani Jones his kind of shtick there is because you know Stevie Wonder's always at these games. Like, he pays for the courtside seats and all that. So what is he doing if he can't see shit or nothing? I mean...
Yeah, I know what you mean. What's the point of sitting courtside of the game? Well, is he one of those people that they say is legally blind, but he can supposedly see a little? Do they ever say how really blind he is? Like, you know what I mean? Maybe he can see the game a little, but he can't, you know, he definitely can't drive and he can't do other things. How blind is he supposed to be? He acts like he's totally blind, right? Like, he can't see anything.
No, he's supposed to be, like, blind from birth. Like, something
happened. Does that mean 100%? I don't know. Can you be blind from birth and not be 100%? Be, like, you know, legally blind, but be able to make out some things, or no?
Well, I mean, according to his official story, that he had some birth trauma going on, where he had to go through some kind of supplemental oxygen thing, and it causes your retinas to detach, and you are completely blind from birth.
That's rough.
That's the story, you know. So
yeah.
He wouldn't be able to see shit.
I wasn't sure how that worked.
But Blue Lake Bill's got all that in the chat. Thanks, Bill. Yeah,
I want to check it out.
Just relaunch.
I mean, I wouldn't doubt it. It's a good gimmick, right?
Yeah, I wonder why.
Excuse me if it's not a gimmick. I don't want to make fun of a blind guy, but we got to question everything.
Yeah,
if that's a gimmick, that's a good gimmick. I mean, I'm sure that made. He's a talented guy, but just like, you know, anything, like Tupac getting shot sold him more records, you know? This guy being blind will sell him more records, you know?
Probably so, huh?
Yeah, of course.
Empathy vote type thing, you know?
Yeah, no matter how talented he is, it's going to give him a boost, even if it's 10%, 20%, you know? Not saying that made his career by any means. He's a very talented musician.
Yeah, the guy is super talented, man. So
definitely talented. Give him a boost, though. Give him a boost. Give him a boost. Here's this blind guy that's so good. Just think about it. So many people would go get it that weren't even into that type of music, maybe, you know?
And then it says, like, that's a good point, you know? It's like, I think it would help.
He's that talented, he'll get a smaller boost from it. It won't be like what makes his career, obviously, but it'll be a boost. It'll get the word out. If you're not into that type of music at all, no matter how good he is, you might not really hear much about him. But if he's blind and he's that good, he's going to cross all the genres. Everybody's going to hear him, you know?
Yeah. And he's always got his sunglasses on.
Real dark ones. He's always moving his head around like he's pretty blind.
Yeah. But you've seen, God, who was that? Eddie Murphy, I think years ago. I remember.
Yeah, when
like
he impersonated him. Yeah, sorry. That's awesome.
Eddie's
the best.
Yeah, exactly like him. I mean, looks like him and everything, but he does, like, pretty spot-on Stevie Wonder impression. But, and then the AB put that video on his site, at aberrato.com or fakeologist.com, where Paul McCartney or whatever your stance is on that, they're at some kind of benefit concert, and there's a group of people on stage, and Paul McCartney runs in front of Stevie Wonder, knocks over a microphone, and then Stevie Wonder reaches out to steady the microphone. Like, okay,
Is there a video of this?
Yeah, it's on fakeologist.com. How do you see the microphone, Stevie? It's like,
what did you think of the video? Pretty convincing? Pretty convincing.
Well, you see him reaching for the mic, and then, like, the other guy standing next to him also helps him get the mic, so was he kind of like talking at the same time, too? Like, he's trying to say something to Paul McCartney or whatever, or something. It's hard to make out exactly what's going on there, but it for all appearances, it looks like he reaches down to grab the mic before it falls on the ground.
All right, I'll have to check that out.
But, yeah.
I was just over there today when I
saw
it. It's
exclusive. Yeah. No, that would be pretty mind blowing though. He wasn't actually blind. He's been like faking this whole time. But then again,
dude, awesome.
He's a performer though, right? And that's part of his whole. That's the whole Stevie Wonder experience, right? You know.
Yeah.
He's an entertainer.
Yeah, it's not out of the question at all. I wouldn't be surprised, honestly.
And then somebody says, how dare you, Stevie Wonder? You fooled me. It's like, no, I entertained you. I played this blind musician.
Exactly. It's a great gimmick.
Yeah, I think it has something to do, too, with our whole expectations when it comes to this kind of stuff. Like, oh, they can't do that. Oh, what's that guy's name?
They can't do that. They fake the moon landing. They can fake a freaking musician being blind.
No, they can't do that, man. They would never do that. Like, what's this guy's name? The Back to the Future kid? Marty McFly can't be faking Parkinson's disease. He can't do that. Well, he's an actor, right? Like, what if his explanation is, like, I'm kind of getting, you know, it's later in my career, and I wanted to do something good to raise awareness.
Yeah, so I raised a lot of money for them, more than anybody ever.
Yeah, I raised so much money for them, so how are you going to fault me for that? And I'm an actor, and I'm doing what I do best, and it's all for the greater good. How are you gonna fault Marty McFly for that? Can't, right? And he's an actor. He's an actor.
Yeah, I hear you.
Stevie Wonder is a performer. He's a performer.
I'd be more surprised with Marty than Stevie. I think Stevie could pull it off even easier with them glasses on all the time rather than having to shake and stuff.
Well, I mean, we talked about James Brady. He's an actor, right? Now, Gabby Giffords is she's not very good. She's a piss-poor actress. I'm sorry,
yeah.
Gabby
Giffords. No, I'm totally on board with that.
Gabby Giffords, you suck as an actress.
Yeah, she got shot in the head, and then months later she's giving these long-winded speeches. Get the fuck out of it.
And her act just sucks. It's no good.
Yeah.
Maybe that's because I'm watching, like Postal Service will put, he did a really good video of putting her live appearances, like, back-to-back, and she's using the same shitty jokes.
Same
over
lines.
Over.
Yeah, the same lines.
Like,
they also had that sheriff guy and the woman that were used twice. You know what I'm talking about? He was seen on the scene. The older guy that was a sheriff. He was seen as like a witness on that, and he's a sheriff on another thing. But it wasn't like one of these skeptical things. I mean, it was a slam dunk. I forget what the exact case was, though.
But have you seen the one where Gabby Giffords says, like, she stumbles over her words, like, you know, because, you know, she's shot in the head, she's brain damaged. She says, I've been doing yogurt, and then Mike Kelly like kind of like nudges her and she says no yoga, and then she does the exact same fucking bullshit line again on a different she does the exact same yoga bullshit line again, like it's bad. It's really bad. Don't do the same lines, Gabby. Change it up, for fuck's sake. I mean, that's... What does that internet meme? You only had one job and you fucked it up. And there's all that stuff online that's like... You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about? That's her only job right now, is to be a headshot victim.
Is that how you pronounce that meme? Is it not memes? I never even knew how to pronounce that. I've heard people say it both.
Meme? I've heard it pronounced meme.
Cool.
That's... Meme. Have you heard it pronounced that way too?
Yeah. Well, I believe you over the.
That might be a British pronunciation. They're always fucking up pronunciations. But no, Gabby Gifford sucks as an actress. I'm sorry. She's for shit on acting. They need to keep her out away from
her. Put her up there with the Holly guy or what?
I don't know. Harley guy's pretty bad. But yeah, she's right there with him. Yeah, probably in the same category.
And the Puerto Rican guy from the Batman shootings that was so excited to see the movie.
Oh, yeah.
That guy?
Yeah.
Well, you got Robbie Parker, who was so happy that his daughter got smoked.
Yeah, it's a good
laughing his balls off 2 days later, cracking jokes. His daughter just got gunned down, supposedly.
Yeah, it's something like horrendous
massacre.
Massacre.
A little kid getting slaughtered.
Yeah, just the most horrendous thing you can imagine. And he's like, "Oh yeah, we're going online. Oh okay, let me gather my wits about me. I'm giggling hysterically here. Sorry about that.
Yeah, when I did the when I did a radio show on Sandy Hook, I did a bunch of screen grabs and you know, like, and I think Marcus did it too. You did it with all the parents, with all of them, how they were so jovial and laughing.
Yeah, not only is
right there in the link, if anybody wants to look, just scroll down, and I got pictures of all of them, like within 48 hours of their kid getting shot. They're all laughing. Every single one of them. I didn't see any of them tearing up.
Yeah, they're all laughing. They're all having a, sharing a laugh, like on that momentous day. Yeah, days afterwards, too. It's like, oh, the next day after the funeral, it's all smiles and giggles.
Yep.
Like the have you seen the, I don't know if this is real or not, so, you know, but the one, it's like where the parents are at the school, and it shows them, and they're obviously laughing, and their mouth is blurred, like the medium blurred their mouth. Did you
no,
see that?
I didn't see that, no. What, because
yeah.
They had such a big smile, they thought they'd edit
yeah.
the smile out visually?
Yeah, they like blurred it out.
That's a good one.
Pretty wild.
I
only saw it once on somebody's video, and I forgot to save it. So that may, but no, they were like, you could tell they were like smiling, like,
yeah.
I mean, big time smiling, like they were, I mean, thrilled about something. And then the mouths were, you know how they'll do that where they blur shit out.
Yeah.
And that's what. Yeah, their mouths are blurred out. I think it was. Oh, the girl, Grace.